It's the Morning News Express here at WFMD. There we go. We just started our live Facebook feed with the world-famous Colin McGuire, who's upset. Apparently, he doesn't get enough clicks, likes, and shares.
I don't get the love from you, Bob, I feel as though I deserve.
Okay.
Now, I'm not supposed to talk about other publications since I'm representing
Frederick News Post. Right.
But I do see that you've been voted best radio personality.
Yes, sir.
By another publication in town.
Yes, Frederick Magazine.
And I just want to read a quote from you.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "I enjoy talking to the people." Were you thinking of me when you gave them that quote?
Of course.
And can we all agree that the reason why you won this was because I've been on your show now for, 3 years every Thursday?
Yeah, true. I mean, you're a big part of it.
A huge part of it.
A huge part. I mean, I would not be where I am on Thursday without you.
The ratings.
It's amazing. Look, Dave's hitting high. The former mayor, Randy McClement, is watching.
Randy, I was just talking about your bagels.
Yeah, we were just talking about your bagels, Mr. Has-been mayor.
That's a shot.
David Brooks is watching. You know David Brooks?
No.
Chris-Ann is, as she always
is. Chris-Ann, thank you. You've been with us since day one. Since day one.
So your real job here is to tell us what's going on in the
Look at that picture of you. When was that picture taken?
Like 3 weeks ago.
You look great, man.
Thank you.
You really do. When are
Teresa's
we going to hang
watching.
Out? When are we going to go?
Jay's watching. I don't know.
Jay.
Conrad's watching. I love Dave Conrad. Ike Wilson is watching. You know who Ike Wilson is?
Ike Wilson worked at the News Post.
Yeah. David Brooks says he doesn't know me. Well, good, David, because if he knows you, it means he had an addiction problem.
How are you, Ike? I haven't seen Ike in a long time.
You know, I almost got Ike fired from the Frederick News Post.
Why? Because you had him on every Thursday?
Yeah, no. He came on with the mayor at that time, was Jim Grimes.
Okay.
And I could see that he wanted to ask a question, so I potted up the microphone and let him ask a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
The powers to be back in those days did not appreciate that.
Oh man!
It's not like the relationship we have now with the Frederick News Post,
which is great.
Yes, it's a fantastic relationship.
I'm single handedly responsible for your ratings.
Would you like to fill in while I go on vacation next week?
Yes, I would love to do that.
All right,
you're going on vacation next week.
Yeah.
So you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
You have to tell me that.
Yeah, I won't be here Thursday.
Oh, thanks. So you won't be able to come to the 4th Frederick Music Showcase at the Weinberg Center for the Arts.
No.
Next Thursday.
No, I won't.
Oh, that's,
sorry about that. I don't know why you keep going out of focus though.
Because I'm. Whoa.
What that, the deal is with that?
That.
Teresa's watching.
Hi, Teresa.
Gretchen's watching.
Ronnie Burridge, you know who he is?
No.
He is leading a drum master class at New Spires Spaces. Drum master
class. Well, how can that be? How come you're not doing it? Or Dave Conrad's not doing it?
Well, I was asked,
and
I said, I've got to be on the radio on Thursday, I couldn't do it. So he's going to do it tomorrow, because I need Thursday to prepare if I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Toast to Mardi Gras set for Saturday. You know the Kings and the Queens?
Yes, that's this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Yep, Mardi Gras is a big event.
I do believe our Jordy Wilson is a king.
Yep, Jordy is the king. Yep, I had those young ladies on the station. Teresa's from North Carolina. What's the weather down there?
Oh, it's got to be.
Heading down that way next week.
Oh, that's where you're going?
Yeah.
So when are you going to pick me up?
I'm not picking you up.
You're not picking me up.
No.
So I'll meet you here?
Right.
Okay. There's a
Dave Conrad said drum master grasshopper. You are the drum master.
Drum master. There
That's
is
right.
there is a songwriting contest for kids going on right now.
Well, how come I'm a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to know more about it? It's from Step Up Frederick, the inaugural Step Up Frederick student songwriting contest. The deadline for song submissions is 11:59 p.m. March 2nd. Prizes will include cash, recording studio time, YMCA memberships, and more. If you want to read more about that, you can read in 72 hours.
But you are now the associate editor of, right?
Not the associate. I'm the editor.
Oh.
I'm the editor.
You've noticed that the quality has gone way down.
Thomas Faison.
Is that a corduroy jacket you're wearing?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Do you like it?
Hey, the 70s called and said, like, you just send their jacket back.
Oh, if Facebook could see your face right now, turn that camera around. He's so happy with that.
Oh, goodness, do you have leather patches on the elbows?
I do have, not on this one, but on a couple other jackets. There's going to be a video installation at the Griffin Arts Center this weekend. In an artist talk, I do believe Thomas Faison, his piece, Unified Dissonance. Also, we have our cover story. This week is on Valentine's Day. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
You're going out of town.
I'm driving.
Are you leaving on Wednesday to go? To North Carolina?
No.
To South Carolina?
We'll go through all those, yes.
You're going to Florida?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a tough drive.
It is a tough
drive. Why are you going all the way down there, man?
Because my daughter's getting married.
Oh.
And we're going to help her pick out a wedding dress.
That's coming up this next week?
Well, no. I mean, she's getting married in June, but you have to get the dress now. And she asked me and my...
do you know about dresses?
I'm going to be there to say how lovely she looks and that, you know...
How long are you staying down there?
Just a day or two.
You're driving all that way to stay a day?
Or two.
Or two, yeah. And buy a wedding dress?
Yes.
This is going to be the most expensive one-day trip you've ever taken.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that's all I have to say about that.
It's my daughter. I would do anything for my children.
What about me? Would you do anything for me?
Sure, if you needed it.
I need some more donuts.
Okay, they're in the conference room.
I need my contract extended to Colin and Bob in the morning.
Anytime that you want to make that happen.
Or Bob and Colin. Which would you prefer?
Miller and Maguire.
Ooh, that's so good.
Or Maguire and Miller.
Maguire and Miller? M-squared?
Yeah.
MC squared?
Yeah, there you go.
Noma Gallery is showcasing.
Rick, I agree. Fly the WFMD corporate jet. It's called, yes. It is called a Kia Optima. All right, Diana Gibson needs to get her traffic.
All right, that's it.
She's sending me text messages. She's interrupting Facebook Live.
72hoursonline.com.
It's Colin McGuire spending way too much time
on the air. Diana.
Stealing her time.
I'm sorry.
I know. And you know what, Bob? You broke our rule. We don't make fun of Colin when he's sitting in front of you. We do it after he leaves.
Well,
Come on, Bob.
You know what? He took donuts. He didn't bring donuts.
Yeah.
Do you expect anything else? I mean, Colin, we love you, but we don't expect much from you.
We have set the bar low when we've invited Colin here. He's a great punching bag, and he knows it. He plays his part well.
Him and Frank. I will tell you this. Greg brought us great breakfast sandwiches. So you're going to have to kind of...
That's not true.
Oh, that is certainly true.
Greg can't afford breakfast.
Greg Swantek, yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He can't afford breakfast for himself, let alone you guys.
No, he takes it from sports venues. He goes over there to the Frederick Indoor Sports Soccer Complex and steals it from Pig's Barbecue.
But it's something. It's the thought that counts.
That's right.
A Christmas gift,
there
right?
There you go. What's going on in traffic this morning?
No gifts around here. A couple of things going on. A crash, 70.